At The Print, we aim to bring you the finest journalism, but we also believe that good journalism must be paid for. So do log on to our website, theprint.in, whether you live in India or overseas, pay a little and subscribe to us. What is BJP's favorite pre-poll rhetoric? Pakistan bashing. But this year, it's China that has emerged as the biggest enemy, with Pakistan remaining relatively silent, remaining in the backdrop. What does this mean for the BJP when the Bihar elections are right here? Well, it means that Narendra Modi and Amit Shah can no longer resort to Pakistan bashing to whip up sentiments to cater to their core vote base, because it is China at the end of the day which is the overwhelming factor. Why does Pakistan work so beautifully for the BJP? Well, one, the most important reason, it's an Islamic state. It's a Muslim country, it's an evergreen enemy, it's easy for the BJP to show it as the other because the BJP's politics is based on the demonization of the Muslim. And it is easy for the BJP to say that, look, here is an enemy that resorts to unprovoked aggression and that is always threatening us at the border. And to save you from this monster that is there on your borders, we have the 56-inch chested Narendra Modi. But this season, things are slightly different. As I mentioned, Beijing is what the bigger problem is. We know what has happened at the LAC, the clashes in Galwan, and what has happened since then. Pakistan, meanwhile, has been relatively quiet. In fact, the big other enemy that the BJP tried to build for the Bihar elections was in the Sushant Singh Rajput case, but with the All India Institute of Medical Sciences now clearly ruling out murder and Riya Chakrabarty out on bail, a lid seems to have been put on that case as well. Now let's talk a little bit about BJP's Pakistan obsession, and there is a trend that backs it. Any election that the BJP goes to fight, whether it's a state assembly election, whether it's a Lok Sabha election, it keeps talking about Pakistan. It always brings in the P word. Doesn't matter if Pakistan is relevant to that particular election or not. It doesn't matter if the BJP just ends up sounding crude by the way it talks about Pakistan. And doesn't matter whether, despite being the ruling party and the importance it has as that at the center, it still resorts to such talks. All that matters for the BJP is a kind of thunderous applause any Pakistan mention gets during rallies and the extra votes that come with it. Now, in the Lok Sabha elections, the 2019 Lok Sabha elections, the BJP had it easy. The Pulwama terror attacks happened, the retaliatory airstrikes in Balakot happened, which made Pakistan a very obvious political issue, a very obvious election issue. But it's not just this election that we saw so much Pakistan rhetoric around. Trace it back to state elections. Ahead of the Uttar Pradesh elections, the Prime Minister himself said the Kanpur train derailment was because of Pakistan, so he blamed Pakistan for it. Ahead of the Gujarat Assembly elections in 2017, none other than the Prime Minister alleged that Pakistan was trying to influence the results of the polls. And he also accused, or he talked about, this secret meeting at Congress leader Manishankaraya's house, at which former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh was also present. Move forward to the elections, you have the Lok Sabha elections, where Amit Shah, while campaigning in Wayanad, from where Rahul Gandhi was contesting, said he could not make out whether this was India or Pakistan. Look at Assam, which has nothing to do with Pakistan really, where the issue of the Bangladeshi immigrant is a far more pressing issue, an issue with far more resonance. But even there, BJP leader Himanta Biswa Sarma talked of Pakistan and said that the country needed Modi to protect it from that neighbor. So Pakistan very easily is portrayed as this toxic neighbor which is constantly breathing down India's neck and which only the BJP can keep at bay. China, however, is different. Why? One, because it does not have the big factor in BJP's worldview, which is the Muslim. BJP's majoritarian Hindutva politics has been based on demonization of the Muslim, and that card doesn't quite work with China. It doesn't whip up the same sentiment, it doesn't whip up the same bloodthirsty, we will seek revenge from you, come what may kind of emotion from the Indian voter. Also, China is no Pakistan. It's not going to take it lightly if Narendra Modi and Amit Shah try to make it a big poll issue or try to threaten China through the election rallies. We saw what happened after Amit Shah talked of reclaiming Aksai Chin in Parliament. What has happened since then at the LAC is for everybody to see. So China is not going to take it lying down. The other enemy that the BJP has in the recent years created is the Bangladeshi immigrant who Amit Shah refers to as termites who need to be thrown into the Bay of Bengal. But given that the plan of a nationwide NRC is now on hold, the citizenship law, the new citizenship law is in place, even that issue now is no longer that important. Well, not to say that the BJP really needs some big issue for this Bihar elections. The opposition seems like a splintered, weakened mess. Scales are tilted in favor of the JDU-BJP alliance. But even so, what election is complete for Narendra Modi and Amit Shah without some major rhetoric, without some venom spewing against a target, against an enemy? How can they be happy with a mellow campaign where there is no particular target or enemy? So what remains to be seen is what will BJP come up with this time in this election? As I said, Pakistan is not going to work. Sushant Singh Rajput, the case is a bit cold now. Challenge for Narendra Modi and Amit Shah, and interesting for us to watch, would be to see what they come up with next. For more, do log on to our website, theprint.in, to read my column, Politrics.